Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the head of the Nevada Resort Association, Virginia Valentine, will be here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Mike Bosma, Greg Crawford, and Chip Evans. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Virginia Valentine. She is the president of the Nevada Resort Association, which is the organization of all the major properties on the Strip. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
It's nice to be here, Sam.
You know, the most exciting news that I've heard in a lot of years was Genting's announcement that they were going to take over the Echelon project that was the former Boyd project where the Stardust was on the Strip, that's right across from Wynn Resort and the Venetian and Palazzo. And they're talking about investing anywhere from $2 to $7 billion on this huge tract of land. Your thoughts on that announcement?
It's very good news. I think it's good news for Boyd. It's good news for Las Vegas. It's good news for Nevada. That's a property that now will go back on the tax rolls. That construction you mentioned of $2 to $7 billion will create thousands of construction jobs. It's going to completely revitalize the north end of the Strip. And it'll create, I think, probably a different kind of attraction and possibly bring some new people here.
Well, they're talking about bringing pandas from China was one of the things that they talked about. Now, just to give people some perspective, and we're going to be talking about this over the next week or so because we've got a whole bunch of other guests in the gaming industry coming on next week. They are one of the two casino license owners in Singapore. And that market is just booming. And part of the deal was that you couldn't just put a casino in Singapore. You had to make it a bigger attraction. And so one of the things that they did was they had a Universal Studios theme park as part of what they were doing. So do you get the sense that they're looking at doing something, you know, much, much more in Las Vegas if they're going to come in and make a splash?
I think that's certainly the potential there. I think you mentioned the entertainment park. They also have some cruise lines. So they may be able to add a new dimension and kind of add their own business model to something maybe that's not there yet.
Well, you know, what's interesting, you know, if you go back over the last couple of years and you read all the news reports, oh, Las Vegas has too many rooms, we're having a hard time absorbing City Center and the Cosmopolitan, and it's going to be years before anybody builds a resort. And yet Bill Lerner of Union Gaming, the gaming analyst, has been saying for about the last 18 months that actually the room occupancy has risen so greatly over the last couple of years that we're definitely going to need rooms over the next couple of years. So you have SLS taking over the old Sahara, and now Genting coming in, Genting building 3,500 rooms. So what would you figure, that that's anywhere from 7,000 to 10,000 permanent jobs once that property opens?
You know, I would imagine it would be something along that you'd have to ask a Jeremy Aguero or somebody who, an economist.
Well, it's usually about two people per room. Seems to be about the norm, and maybe a little bit higher. So, I mean, like you're saying, not only is it going to be huge for all those construction workers that have been out of work so long in Southern Nevada, but also, you know, it's going to be a game changer in terms of employing a lot more people on a permanent basis. Do you think that Steve Wynn is going to allow Genting across the street from him to be the new kid on the block, or do you sense that there might be that golf course being converted into another tower perhaps and with some more attractions?
Well, Steve Wynn, who also does a very good job of speaking for himself, but I think he is famous for saying that he welcomes competition, and so this kind of competition on the strip, the non-restricted level, probably challenges everybody to be a little better.
And so you think that there's possibility that because he said a couple of years ago, he said that he wasn't going to build anything in the United States as long as Obama was president. And then over the last couple of years, he's applied in just about every gaming market that's opened up. So, I mean, is there any reason why he wouldn't build something in Las Vegas?
He's got a major piece of real estate. I think he's got to determine what the right timing for
and
him
it's
is.
And it's huge, that golf course. I looked at a map the other day, and that is a vast tract of land.
It is a vast tract of land. It goes all the way down to Paradise, as you know, and you probably also know that the Las Vegas Visitor and Convention Authority recently announced plans for about a $2 billion expansion.
Rossi talked about it on our show.
Right, the tourism district, and that is really, he's right adjacent to that, so he's got a lot of potential, too.
So it makes a lot of sense that
it does,
that could
and
occur
the, Genting, the Genting project will, of course, align, I think it's almost due west of that convention center corridor, so it's a nice fit with what Rossi has planned long term too.
Well, the other thing that makes sense to me is that this is going to be huge for the locals gaming market, which is a huge market, but has been lagging in the recovery. But all of this employment creates lots of other employment beyond just the projects themselves.
It really does, and I think that's one of the great things that people like Jeremy Aguero are able to quantify, because they can tell you about the induced impact, which is billions of dollars, the multiplier, the ripple effect through the economy, because those employees, and I think the tourism industry is almost a third of the workforce in Nevada, but those employees then have the money to go out and buy houses, cars, do all those kind of things that stimulate the economy and really make Las Vegas a real community. So it is a great, the economic impact, I think, for the community is really terrific.
All right, let's take a break. More with Virginia Valentine when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living.
You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Virginia Valentine. She's the president of the Nevada Resort Association. You know, interesting thing has been occurring, you know, because, you know, economists always look at what happened in the past, what's happening right now, and they say that's going to be the future. They're not imaginative people in those kind of terms, and that's not what they're paid to do. Entrepreneurs are paid to be creative. And we've seen where, for example, in Atlantic City, one of the Native American tribes from Connecticut has moved into Atlantic City and has bought a property, or he's going to manage a property there. Now you're seeing a Malaysian company that operates in Singapore coming into Las Vegas. Do you anticipate seeing Native American tribes coming in and buying properties? You know, for example, you got the Fountain Blue sitting there on the strip with barely finished at this point in time.
I think that would be very difficult for a whole variety of reasons. Some of them are just the federal laws about what tribes can do and where they can operate. But I think maybe the bigger driver of that will be the market. Back in the day when gaming was legal primarily only in Nevada, you saw a lot of huge capital investment because there really was some built-in exclusivity to getting those gaming licenses. Now that the competition is, you know, not just domestically but across the world, and I think this is what makes that Genting project so exceptional, is that that is going to import investment into the state of Nevada. So for someone now to take on building a $1 billion investment in a resort casino in Nevada, when now they can do that, not everywhere in the world, but a lot of places in the world, although a lot of places in the world also limit the number of licenses that they issue, I think it would be a very difficult thing for them to come in there and compete with some of the really spectacular investments that have already been made.
But at the same time, you're saying the same thing, which is Genting is already coming into Nevada, and they got nothing but cash, and there are companies in Macau, for example, that compete with Nevada companies that could easily come over here and spend money. The Packer organization.
It could happen, and I think probably...
And wouldn't that be good?
I think it could be good. I think there's a point at which, and I think this question has been asked in other states too, which is how much gaming is enough gaming? How much resort?
But it isn't gaming anymore.
Support.
Gaming is now down to 36%.
Well, I think you're right. It's the whole experience.
64% is everything else.
And that's what the real diversification, I think, in the Nevada economy has been. Not that we got different businesses, but that the industry, the gaming industry, which is the biggest industry here, has diversified itself. And so now what you see is more, you know, more, as you mentioned, more revenue coming from other things like entertainment and like retail and the dining, the celebrity chef. Nightclubs are a very big attraction.
Swimming pools are huge.
Swimming pools. I mean, who would have thought of day clubs years ago? And that's back to, economists predicting the future based on the past. I think that's one of the things that makes this such an interesting and exciting place is there's always something new. There's always something you never saw in the past happening in the future here.
And one of the things that's been interesting over the last few years is that as people felt that the room capacity was enough, and it was up until just recently, but every major property was refurbishing all their rooms.
And what that takes is more capital. And I think Jim Marin just announced at a gaming commission meeting recently this year that MGM was prepared to spend $500 million just in remodel projects. And back to that effect, ripple effect to the economy, that will create all kinds of construction jobs. And I think Jeremy was quoted not too long ago in the paper saying that the recovery in the construction industry is almost entirely due to the gaming industry. So it's those kind of things, the fact that they have capital to reinvest, and they have to, because they have to make this new and exciting and invigorating. People don't want to come here and have the same experience every time. They want to come here and see something new. And I think that's part of the challenge. You mentioned occupancy, but you see this, you know, occupancy goes up, room rates go up and down, visitors go up, length of stay goes up and down. There's so many different variables that go into defining success, and it's a real challenge for Rossi and his group, and up here for the CBA to continue to come up with something new, a new attraction, something new that brings people here.
Well, that's why you have an entrepreneurs like C. Wynn, you know, who bring the most creative minds. Also, there's a lot of land still available. There was going to be at one point MGM was going to build a city center north. So there's quite a bit of land up around there. And the, like I said, the Genting project itself is over a huge acreage. So, I mean, there's plenty of room for expansion.
And I would say there is a finite amount. There are, by statute, these non-gaming licenses. The big resort hotels now are limited to something called gaming enterprise districts, and there are very clear requirements for that happens. And the requirement that you be in a gaming enterprise district evolved out of really land use planning and deciding that we don't want the entire populated areas of Nevada to be have gaming dispersed in the neighborhoods. We want to have clearly defined and protected residential areas. We want to have clearly defined.
Right, but this is along Las Vegas Boulevard.
There is still available land along Las Vegas Boulevard.
And on the other
Boulevard.
Side of I-15, Station, of course, owns a lot of property adjacent to Palace Station that before their bankruptcy, which, of course, they came through successfully, they plan to develop as well. And we've not heard anything about that recently, but that's still potential.
There's still land in that corridor, but in that resort corridor, I think that pretty much defines the area that's going to be gaming. So there's definitely still undeveloped land in that corridor, and eventually I think it will be developed.
I don't think it's going to be that far away in the distant future. What do you think about the downtown resurgence? It seems like who could have thought that downtown would come back that way?
Well, I think they still are. I think they're still challenged. You know, there's still some closed properties down there. They're still trying to reinvigorate downtown and create new investment. They do have a pretty small area. In fact, I think the whole evolution of the Strip started with the way the city of Las Vegas had restricted the area in which they would allow gaming. So, I know they're working very hard. That you know, the last two mayors have been very enthusiastic. They're both great cheerleader promoters, very enthusiastic people, and they're very bullish on downtown. And so, you know, downtown is a different market, and it's a good testament to the variety that we provide visitors.
And I think Tilman Fertitta has done an incredible job at the Golden Nugget, and now you're going to see the Lady Luck, the former Lady Luck, reopening.
We sure hope so.
And the Plaza, they did a beautiful job on that, taking all the furnishings out of the Fountain Blue. Mm-hmm. So, who's going to buy the Fountain Blue? That's the big question.
That is a good question.
Got any answers?
I don't have an answer to that.
Okay, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for doing this. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Every day we respond to devastating house fires. Once the fire is out, the Red Cross is there.
In that moment, when people are at one of the lowest points in their lives, the Red Cross immediately provides emergency food, clothing, shelter, and comfort.
Help your neighbors in Northern Nevada by supporting the Fire Hurts, Red Cross Helps campaign.
You can make a difference today. Every dollar raised goes directly to those in our community who have lost everything. It can mean the difference between homelessness and hope.
Some people say personal injury claims are all about the money. Well, they're right. It is about the money to help salvage a decent life caused by another person's carelessness.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333. Here's what happy customers are saying about Michael Hull Motor Company in Carson City.
We bought our car at Michael Hull dealership and we love it. We'll recommend Michael Hull to all our friends.
They value their customers, in my opinion, and I value them as a dealer.
And it's just a really super experience that I would recommend to anyone that's looking to get a new car.
With the new freeway, big savings are just a few minutes away. Michael Hull Motor Company in South Carson City.
Do your cabinets look worn out and outdated? They work fine, but they don't look fine. What do you do to make them look new again? Call Enhance, the revolutionary affordable way to renew your cabinets and wood floors in Sparks. Enhance in just one day could have your cabinets or floors look new again. Enhance can change the color of your cabinets too for so much less than buying new. Look at these before and after photos. Amazing in just one day. Call Enhance in Sparks now for free in-home consultation at 358-8808.
Car accidents, motorcycle accidents, injured in an accident.
I'm attorney Bob Vanna. I've been winning injury cases in Nevada since 1976.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. On a personal note, we want to give our condolences to Congressman Mark Amadei, whose mother passed away on Tuesday at age 80. If you want to read a really wonderful article about her, read Ray Hager in the Reno Gazette Journal. He wrote a great column and well worth reading. And we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Mike Bosma is here, CPA and host of Bosma on Business on News Talk 780 KOH. Greg Crawford is co-manager of the Alliance Trust Company. And Chip Evans is the host of Get Real America. Pleasure to have you all on the program today. So, Chip, we'll start with you. Las Vegas Review-Journal reporting that your colleague Chris Wicker, former chairman of the Washoe County Democratic Party, alleges Heidi Gansett of Reno of keeping more than $100,000 in unused campaign funds after she left office in November 2010. What is the problem with that?
You know, there's the law that exists at the moment is kind of being challenged and is up for amendment in the legislature, mainly because Barbara Buckley has this huge war chest sitting there of over $500,000. And I think this was really meant to point out that, you know, handling funds after after people are no longer campaigning actively, there are regulations around it now. And in fact, this Chris pointed out a violation of those just to make sure that people know that, you know, this isn't a Democratic issue, I think, is the point of it.
Okay, so it's a partisan shot then.
Well, the legislation before the legislature is a partisan shot at Barbara Buckley's running for something, so.
Okay, what are your thoughts on unspent campaign funds?
You know, I think, you know, I'm a big fan of people gave to a cause, they should get the ability to get that money back if there's an excess. And I really had a lot of heartburn with some of the campaign stuff that happened a couple years ago with the Whittemore and Reed debacle. If you gave it
well,
to a
let's not call it a debacle, and let's wait until all the court hearings are done.
In my opinion, the debacle, and because if you gave to a cause, you should be able to get that money back. They know who it came from. Just give it back to the people who gave it. Giving it to the PACs, not a big fan of, but I understand. What are you going to do with the campaign cash after the campaign's over?
Well, I think it makes sense, actually, if you have a candidate who represented certain positions and certain platforms and they don't end up winning the election, that the remainder of the funds go to similar supported causes, the kinds of initiatives that they were running for, because that's really what people donated
right.
for.
And in this case, and both these people were not running for another office, but keeping their options open, potentially.
Right.
Okay. Change of topic here. The Paul Ryan budget is causing consternation in the state of Nevada because there is potential that it would affect the Southern Nevada Lands Act, which has given literally billions of dollars from the sale of federal land in Nevada to Nevada and gone to all kinds of things, including helping to save Lake Tahoe. How do you square this, Mr. Republican?
I don't know that you can square it, Sam. I think ultimately we can put forward a budget and that the devil is always in the detail and they're going to have to work those things out. I don't know that I'm in love with that provision myself, but I understand the gist, and that is, you know, they need to cut spending and do something with revenue to make the whole federal budget work. It's a big hit to Nevada that I'm not a fan of. I think there's other ways to get that revenue back to the federal coffers, more so by cutting entitlements, not necessarily by reallocating that away from Nevada.
So what kind of entitlements are you suggesting cutting?
Well, I think the elephant in the room is Social Security, Medicare. Right now, when when the age is enacted, when Social Security was enacted, you were only going to live a couple of years after you started obtaining benefits. Now you're going to live 20, 30, 40 years. They just need to right size that benefit. And you know, with insurance, it is an insurance policy, and insurance rates haven't gone up, and so the benefits have gone up, rates haven't gone up. My own health benefits, that doesn't work that way, only with the federal government.
Chip, you want to weigh in on this?
Well, the good news is we probably don't have to worry about it because the Ryan budget's dead on arrival, so it's an interesting discussion. But it does point out the tendency that we're in right now is that, you know, people are screaming, you know, we need to cut, and then they realize what that means, and they say, wait a second, can we talk about that? And certainly the sequestration thing is an example of stupidity on wheels. You know, this is the idea of just this unthoughtful approach to whacking is dangerous.
But Greg, the stock market doesn't think that sequestration is bad at all, does it? It's going through the roof.
Well, yes, certainly the Federal Reserve has a lot to do with that. They've been very supportive. Inflation seems tame. But there is a theory on Wall Street that gridlock is not necessarily a bad thing because it keeps both parties in check.
And from spending any money.
Correct.
Okay, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Social Security disability got you down. Talk to the right people. David Allen and Associates. Experience, expertise count. Over 30 years of successfully helping people get Social Security disability. I'm David Allen.
Make your home look new again. At Sparks Tile and Stone, we have a huge selection of porcelain and ceramic tile, natural stone, and we specialize in granite countertops. Right now at Sparks Tile and Stone, we have granite countertops starting at $175. We'll find the best fit for your budget. We do free estimates and in-store design. We'll have your home looking new again. Visit our large showroom on Rock Boulevard today or call 358-7734.
Sparks Tile and Stone, for all your tile, granite, and natural stone needs.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
When it comes to great-looking leather furniture at the best prices around, we've got you covered now during the Lazy Boy Ultimate Leather Sale. Choose from soft and supple leather recliners, sofas, sectionals, and more. With amazing savings on Lazy Boy leather furniture throughout the store, there's even special financing available. Get the long-lasting comfort of leather at unbeatable prices. The Ultimate Leather Sale. Hurry in. You won't want to sit this one out. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Did they tell you why they weren't letting you into the club?
I had no idea. Because they seen she was intoxicated.
Then, the photo finish.
She grabbed my camera by the strap, and she started banging it against the dashboard.
Judge Judy.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, State Senator Mark Hutchison will be here. We'll see you then.